This is a scary headline, but let's get the details on it. Endometriosis linked to three types of ovarian cancer. Can you help us on this?
Sure. This is a study that was published in The Lancet Oncology. And what they were trying to do is they did what was known as a case-controlled study, Steve. It simply means that they look at people who have a condition, a control group that doesn't have the condition, and they say, what are the differences between the two? Is there anything there that may link to why somebody has this condition? And so they looked at 13 studies, 23,000 women, and looked for a reporting of endometriosis. And for the women that had endometriosis compared to those that were the controls, they found that those that had endometriosis had a slightly increased risk of developing certain types of ovarian cancer. They emphasized, and the authors emphasized as well, that endometriosis in and of itself, with regards to the risk of developing ovarian cancer, is extremely low. So that has to be put in perspective, because when you see them saying double the risk of ovarian cancer when you have endometriosis, it's doubling the risk of something that was very small in that group to begin with. The study raises the importance of this particular study is not necessarily the risk, because you still do not have the reason why this occurs. Right, because in any disease process, Steve, you want to know how it works. Because if you don't know how it works, you don't know how to treat it, you don't know how to screen for it. And in this case, they don't know why this actually happens. All they've been able to do is statistically show that this seems to be the case, but they have not provided an explanation yet to describe what is the mechanism of the disease. Why does this actually occur?
Okay, so a lot of women who have severe cramping and abdominal pain and back pain and even pain during a bowel movement mm-hmm. have been told you might have endometriosis, but they should not be alarmed at this report that it is linked to ovarian cancer.
That's right. And the other aspect is that you can reduce the risk of ovarian cancer. In fact, one of the ways to reduce ovarian cancer by almost half is the birth control pill. And the reason is that ovarian cancer, one of the mechanisms is because with ovulation, the ovary opens up and releases an egg every month. The damage that ensues and the healing that occurs sometimes leads to cells that continue to grow. And when you take the birth control pill, you prevent ovulation, thereby reducing the risk of ovarian cancer. For some of those women that have that problem or they're worried about ovarian cancer, that's one of the ways to try to reduce the risk if it's medically reasonable for them. There's also a program in Montreal called the DOVE program, which is now looking at the answers to the questions that you just brought up, Steve. For women who have those particular symptoms, what is it in those symptoms that can be put together to identify women who are more at risk to be able to develop an adequate screening program? So those are very valid questions, and they are working on those to be able to give a good answer.
Thank you, doctor.